You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Hello and welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia and this is Bytes, episode number 17, and it's all about social media. So if you guys remember, last week we talked about the internet more or less in general, starting from like what hardware we need and some software we use to access the internet, or what we need in general, right? How we witnessed the birth of the verb to Google, right? Que era buscar algo por Google. How we open different tabs, pestañas, when we surf the internet. And how we have to deal with things like pop-ups or ads and viruses and accepting or declining cookies, etc., etc., etc. So that was last week. Now, a major part that I left out deliberately is social media. Las redes sociales. And social media, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it takes a lot of time away from me. Now, to be fair, social media is a big part of my job. It's the tool I use to interact with you guys because I post stuff on Instagram. Okay, by the way, it's the handle is at English O'Clock 2.0, and I post stuff on Twitter, and the handle is at English underscore O'Clock. So that's where we interact, as well as on the actual iVox platform, right? But I gotta be honest with myself, social media use doesn't end there. So it's not like I interact with you guys, I turn off social media and job done. It's that I constantly find myself just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and looking at things I actually don't really care about, right? So it's a waste of time, really, most of the time when I'm not working. Because obviously it's not a waste of time talking to you guys, that's awesome. But just me looking at, you know, how to color your hair or how to plant something or how to do a proper, eyeline, silly stuff, you know, that just really takes a lot of time out of my day. I don't know about you guys. If you want to share, go right ahead. So today I want to finish the IT related topic. So I want to take a look at social media and what kind of vocabulary we manage when we talk about social media, right? But before we do, before we go into social media related vocabulary and then also some internet punctuation, I want to go over the pronunciation of the biggest or the most famous social network sites. Now, I may have skipped one or two. Because I, for example, Twitch I've never used, so I don't really know about it. But like the most famous ones. So obviously we have Facebook, and I don't think there is a pronunciation difficulty here, because face, cara, book, libro, Facebook, that's a job done, right? Some people, now that I think of it, say Facebook, and a Facebook, face with a nice S, Facebook, all right? The second one, Twitter. The only pronunciation difference I think I can perceive is that you guys or Spanish speakers say Twitter. Well, we say Twi, but it's not a super big difference, right? So Twitter, Twitter, pretty much the same. Then we have Instagram, and there is not a pronunciation difference, but a stress difference. So we say Instagram, not Instagram. We say Instagram, el acento o el stress, ¿no? La acentuación recae sobre la primera sílaba, Instagram, right? While in here, at least in Madrid, when I talk to my Spanish friends, they say Instagram. So it's not Instagram, it's Instagram. So the accent recae en la segunda parte, ¿no? Instagram. So that's that. Then we have TikTok. I don't think there is a problem with TikTok. But then we go into the fun, more difficult ones. The first one is YouTube. It's not YouTube or YouTube. It's YouTube. And it's not a vibrating V sound. It's a B sound. B de Barcelona. YouTube. That's it, right? Then we have WhatsApp. And WhatsApp, I actually haven't checked it, but it's pretty logical that it's a play on words. It's como un juego de palabras with WhatsApp. ¿Qué tal te va, no? ¿Cómo va la vida? And WhatsApp, de aplicación. I chose not to actually look it up because I'm pretty sure this is how it is. A lot of, well, Spanish speakers say el WhatsApp, el WhatsApp. Well, in English, we would say the WhatsApp, WhatsApp, marking the ts and the p sound, WhatsApp. Then we have a really interesting one, and it's so common that I actually, well, if I speak Spanish, I obviously say it like this, el LinkedIn, el LinkedIn. Now, in English, we don't say LinkedIn, we say LinkedIn. So we nicely link, valga la redundancia, the D in linked con la I de in, but we don't say LinkedIn, we say LinkedIn, LinkedIn, right? But when I speak with my friends, sometimes I say, oh no, I just posted something on LinkedIn. And they're like, it's LinkedIn, dude. So yeah, I mean, if you used the name in different languages, it's quite possible that you adapt, you know, one pronunciation or the other. Then we have one called Skype. You obviously know Skype. The difficulty or the danger with Skype is that you place an E sound before the S sound, saying instead of Skype, saying Skype, right? Just the same as you would say a student, a Spanish, a school, a street, right? No, it's school, student, Spanish, street. Skype and not Skype, right? Then we have el Pinterest. Now, in Spanish, or Spanish speakers do say Pinterest. In English, you would say Pinterest. Because it, and this is again something that I, it's just logical, so I'm pretty sure this is how it is without actually having checked it. It's a play on words, otra vez un juego de palabras, between pinning something, que es como pues poner algo como en un tablero de anuncios, ¿no? Lo que nos gusta, and then interest, los que nos interesa. So it's interesting pins, como bits and bobs here and there, como cositas que ponemos en nuestro tablero. Pues that's the play on words, right? So pin and then interesting, or pin and interest, se junta Pinterest, not pinte rest, even though the E is there, it's Pinterest. And then the last one shares the same difficulty as Skype, and it's Snapchat. Just because the S is followed by an N, being a consonant, a lot of people say Snapchat, 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 right? Okay, let's dive into the vocabulary of social media. As we said, redes sociales. Now, in Spanish, you actually have the abbreviation of RRSS. I don't think we have that in English. It's social media, right? When you sign up onto social media, you usually get a nombre de usuario. And in English, that will be the handle, right? So the English O'Clock 2.0 handle for Instagram is @, que es @, @ English O'Clock 2.0, 2.0, and the handle for Twitter for English O'Clock is @ @, @ English _ guión bajo O'Clock, right? So that would be the handle, el nombre de usuario. Normally, people have, not normally, always, because once you sign up onto social media, you have it, you have a profile, un perfil. Now, you may post more or less information on it, but you have one, right? What a lot of people, not all of them, but a lot of people have it, is a profile pic or a profile picture, que es la foto de perfil. However, some people choose to have an avatar, un avatar. Now, interesting fact about avatar, it's a picture of it, and this is the definition taken from the Oxford Learner's Dictionary, so you can actually look it up. It's my go-to vocabulary, so whatever definition I share with you, it's from there. So in the Oxford Learner's Dictionary online, it says that avatar is a picture of a person or an animal that represents a particular computer user on a computer screen, especially in computer games or on social media. So instead of using a profile picture or a profile pic, some people use an avatar. Now, why is this interesting? Because it has a second meaning. Avatar in Hinduism and Buddhism, and this is also according to the Oxford Learner's Dictionary, is a god appearing in a physical form. I didn't know that. And this is actually the first definition. So you know how in the dictionary there, if a word has a variety of meanings, it has like the first definition is this, the second definition is this. So avatar is, the first definition of avatar is in Hinduism and Buddhism, a god appearing in a physical form. And I didn't know that, so I found that quite interesting, that avatar had that meaning, right? What else can I share with you? Feed. So when you open your, when I'm not talking about pies, I'm talking about feed with D, right? Feed actually, I don't think has a translation to Spanish, but it's what you see when you open your social media, when you open your profile, and then you have kind of this página de inicio en redes sociales. That is what feed is. All right. If you want to share things about you, like your birthday, maybe where, what city you live, maybe where you studied, maybe, I don't know, an inspirational quote or something, you would put that in the about me section, que es la sección de acerca de mí, right? What all of us have, or most of us have on social media, are friends, que son amigos. But before you're friends with someone, either you send a friend request or somebody sends you a friend request, que es la solicitud de amistad. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I have actually, back in the days, and this must have been, I don't know, maybe 13, 14 years ago, I met actually a really cool guy over social media. It was a German social media site. Called StudiVZ. I actually don't think it still exists. It was kind of like Facebook, but it was just a German thing, right? So I don't know how he found me, but like I could see that he was constantly visiting my profile, right? So eventually we started talking, and he was living in Madrid. I wasn't living in Madrid anymore, but I was about to come back. So we started talking over this social media website back in like 15 years ago, back in like 2008 or something. And we actually started dating. So when I moved back to Madrid, we met in person. He was a really awesome guy, and we're still friends, actually. And we started dating, and eventually we broke up, and, you know, and he went on to live his life, and I went on to live my life. And then there was silence for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And then eventually we got back in touch. Now he lives in a different European country. and whenever he comes to Madrid, he's like, oh, I'm in town, let's grab a drink, you know. So it's really cool. So friends' requests are sometimes a blessing in disguise, right? What can you do with them? You can accept them, que es aceptarlos. You can decline them, rechazarlos, or you can just ignore them, which is something that I do on Facebook. Now, why do I do this on Facebook? Because Facebook is a social media site that I used to be really hooked on. So I was super, super addicted to Facebook. And it must have been about 6 years ago or 7 years ago. And I remembered vividly, I was in Alicante, I just came back from the beach, and I realized how addicted I was, how hooked on Facebook I was. So I deleted it. I deleted the account and never went back. So a lot has happened on Facebook since then. And now I have, like, my account on Facebook is active. You can find me on Facebook with my name, Julia Nowicki. However, it's a social media site that I never, literally never open unless I have, like, I sign up for a virtual gym class and my trainer posts something on there. Or I recently joined a group of puzzle exchanges. So you know how you finish, los que me conocéis sabéis que estoy obsesionada con los puzzles. Like, when you finish a puzzle, it's like reading a book. Like, why would you keep it? Give it to someone else so they can have fun with it, and they can enjoy it, and they can have some awesome, entertaining hours, right? So the same thing happens with puzzling. So once I'm done with one, I'm like, I'm not going to do it again. So I might as well just swap it with somebody else and exchange it. So I joined this puzzle exchange group on Facebook, and this is literally the only thing I use Facebook for. So if you have happened to send me a friend request on Facebook, and I know some people have, I just never, it's not that I ignore it, I just never go into the friend request, and I have, like, all the notification stuff deactivated, so it just never reaches me. All right, so Twitter activity, yes. Instagram activity, yes. iVox activity, yes. LinkedIn activity, yes. Facebook activity, no. All right. For me, at least. I don't know about you guys. What do you do sometimes on social media, like on a messenger or something? You can chat. Que es chatear, ¿no? Que es hablar por chat, really. You can post things. Que es publicar cosas, to post, right? You can comment pictures or posts, comentar cosas. You can like things or comments or things or pictures or quotes or whatever. Que es dar like, right? El pulgar hacia arriba como bien, ¿no? That's to dar like, to like. You can share stuff, ¿no? Compartir cosas. You can follow people, especially, I'm not sure if it's possible on Facebook, but when you just follow someone on Instagram or on Twitter, pues sigues su actividad, ¿no? Pues to follow, seguir, which is why follower sería el seguidor. And a lot of people are obsessed, like, how many followers do you have? Or gain 1,000 followers in 1 hour, whatnot, ¿no? Pues follower, seguidor o seguidora. You can, if you post a picture, si publicamos una foto, for example, or a quote or whatever, we can usually tag someone in the picture. And to tag someone is etiquetar. Now, I know that some people, especially probably younger than myself generation, use taguear. I actually had it as taguear, and then I was like, I think the same thing is going to happen as with pedal de gas, no, en vez de acelerador. So I'm just going to stick to etiquetar, which is how we say it here as well. You can block a person, bloquear a person or content, no, contenido. To block, bloquear, or you can, when you're, you know, when you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have blocked the person or whatever, you can unblock them, que es desbloquearles, no. You can mute someone. Silenciar a alguien o mutear, ¿no? And you can unmute someone, que es desactivar el silenciamiento, I think it's called, or, pues que ya no estén en silencio, right? Then there is a verb to DM, and it's literally DM, and it stands for direct messaging. So to DM is to direct message, pues es mandar un mensaje por privado, ¿no? Un mensaje directo. So to DM es el verbo de mandar un mensaje por privado. You can be live, retransmitir en directo, and I honestly have difficulties with retransmitir. I don't understand why it's retransmitir. It's transmitir. Retransmitir would be doing it again in my head. So I know it's correct. I know it's, you know, you say retransmitir algo en directo, but I don't understand why it's retransmitir, no transmitir. But yeah, that's just my little... a blockage in my head saying, why is it retransmitir? Anyways, you can go offline, desconectar, right? Pues fuera, estar fuera de línea, to go offline. On social websites like Twitter, what is becoming more and more used and famous and just a very, very handy tool is the thread, que es el hilo, ¿no? So if your message, if you want to say more than just, I think it's 120 characters, you can just use the thread, que es el hilo, pues un mensaje después de otro, después de otro, después de otro. Another thing that a lot of people use, myself included, especially when we post pictures, and especially when I post pictures of myself, is to use a filter. Blech, un filtro, ¿no? If it's obvious, all right, it's fine. If it's not obvious, shouldn't be doing that. And I don't... those of you who follow me on Instagram on my private account, you know that I hardly ever post pictures of myself anymore. I used to post a lot, all of them with filters. I actually don't look like that. But, you know, it's social media. So another negative part of social media. All right. Then we have the hashtag. ¿Qué es el hashtag? Hashtag. No? Now, in English, we don't say we say hashtag, all right? So we have the hashtag, que es el hashtag o la almohadilla, right? Not slightly, but a lot more negative stuff are trolls, que son los troles, o los trolls, and the haters, que son los haters, right? Again, haters in English, it's with a soft sound, haters, and because Spanish adapted the, or just used the same word, you tend to say haters, right? So keep that in mind when you pronounce haters. in the English way, or when you use it in speaking English, right? Trolls and haters, absolutely not cool. And I honestly don't understand the need of people to put negative stuff out there. Es una cosa que no entiendo. To be fair, and to be absolutely honest with you, I use my personal Twitter account to criticize companies. For example, I had a flight with like TAP Portugal, and something really silly happened, and I was super mad about it. So to vent, I went on Twitter and I was like, me, this and this happened on, you know, TAP Portugal, @TAP Portugal, vaya servicio más malo, no sé qué, no sé cuánto. All right, I acknowledge that. I used to do it more often. I don't do it that much anymore. Or occasionally there is this tweet for Renfe. Renfe is the train service here in Spain. Where I'm like, es normal que tardan 20 minutos los trenes a la hora punta. You know, it's COVID. Like, there can't be 1,000 people on this train. So, like, to be honest, I sometimes use social media as a channel to kind of vent, no, de dejar mi rabia pasearse por las redes sociales. But I don't think I have ever, and I may be wrong, maybe I did it once or twice in the past, but I don't remember it. I don't think I have ever used social media to target a specific person, telling them something, attacking them personally, right? I don't think I have ever done that. And if I have, pues muy mal, porque no se debería hacer. I think it's just unnecessary. Why is it unnecessary? Because it's no aporta, no ayuda a nadie, right? And especially if you're doing it anonymously, por anonimato, because it's just, people often don't understand how much it hurts to receive negative comments. And there is, you know that I love the song Sunscreen by it's a song by Baz Luhrmann, based on a speech that was given at an American college back in, I don't know what year. And it says, keep the love letter. No, it says, I won't remember. Throw away the old bank statements and keep the love letters. And then it says, remember the compliments you receive and forget the insults. And if you succeed in doing this, tell me how. That's the quote, right? So remember the compliments you receive, forget the insults. And if you succeed in doing this, si tenéis éxito en hacerlo, tell me how, right? And it's true that no matter how many positive messages you receive, you will always stick to the one negative one. And it's a shame, because a lot of people do such a wonderful job on social media and on content creation, and basta ese un comentario negativo, dos comentarios negativos from trolls, from haters, and that can really, really bring you down. So I'm just not a fan of that. I am a fan of constructive criticism, to be honest, because I do think that we, and those of you who have listened to yesterday's episode, we're all in this together, we're all learning together. So yeah, that's important, but I don't think insulting or just bringing someone down or being mean to someone, sin más, porque sí, y encima anónimo, I don't think that's healthy. I don't think I have ever done this. If not, I'm going to eat my words, but I honestly don't think I have ever done it. Anyways, moving on to the influencers, people who on social media just influence the world by what they do and how they live, que son los famosos influencer. We say influencer with an S, you say influencer con la C de español, right? Then you have YouTubers, los YouTuber, or YouTuber. Again, YouTuber. People who work and create content on YouTube, right? Just as we saw the birth of Google, we also, I think, witnessed, maybe not so much, but the birth of the verb to tweet, cuando nos referimos a publicar un mensaje en la red social de Twitter, right? To tweet, tuitear. if you want to share somebody's tweet, that means that you retweeted, que se retuitea, right? Then we go into to Skype, which is another verb probably born out of the program Skype, que es hablar por Skype. See, I did this. Hablar por Skype. See, and we wouldn't say that in English. Hablar por Skype. That's the way to say it. To Zoom, which is not a new verb, because to zoom in and to zoom out, for example, is acercarse con la cámara o alejarse con la cámara. But to zoom a secas is hablar por Zoom, no por la plataforma de comunicación Zoom. Those people who write a blog, un blog, are called bloggers. Son los blogueros, right? And what they do is they blog, que es escribir un blog. Now, there is a difference between a blog con B de Barcelona and a vlog de V de Valencia, right? So a vlog is a video blog. And what is the difference between a blog and a video blog? You guessed it, the video, right? So while el que publica un blog es un bloguero, a blogger, una persona que publica vlogs es un vlogger, right? So I find it quite difficult to pronounce, actually, vlogger. But it might be even more difficult for you guys because of the distinction between B and V, no? La diferencia entre B de Barcelona y V de Valencia. So one is blogger and the other one is vlogger, right? With the vibrating V sound, right? So while bloggers blog, vloggers vlog. And then there are people like me, podcasters, right? Personas que hacen podcasts, right? And a podcast, pues es un podcast. Now, it's not a podcast. There is a final T, podcast. And that final T is important. Leaving a little bit of that entertainment kind of world of social media, there are also plenty of really awesome online learning platforms que son las plataformas de aprendizaje online. Diferentes portals. So that's something that you can use instead of just, you know, scrolling through Instagram or whatever other social media site you choose. You can just go into an online learning platform and maybe read up on something or learn something new. And then the final one for today, before we do the internet punctuation, sometimes, and I really encourage you to do this, just disconnect, desconectar, right? So while we already mentioned desconectar to go offline, ¿no? Es que salir como de línea, o estar fuera de línea, to disconnect is completely, pues, cortar la conectividad entre yo y cualquier electronic device, right? So I highly recommend that every once in a while. Right, it's 27 minutes. It's not a bites episode. It's a freaking cake episode, not just a bite one. Very quickly, let's go over the internet punctuation. Something that a lot of people have difficulties with, a lot of my students, they constantly confuse arroba and punto, right? So how do you say arroba? At. Como la preposición at. I'm at home. Arroba is at. Okay, while punto is dot. Punto in the internet slang, because it can be full stop when you're writing a dictation or something. And then he went to the bar, full stop, no period, no punto final. Point can be for decimals, right? 25.3 million people. But dot is specifically for email addresses or web pages, etc. For example, I know hotmail.com, pues ese es punto com, ¿no? Then we have underscore, que es el guión bajo, under, como bajo, and then score, pues guión bajo, underscore. We can have hyphen or dash, que es un guión. Now, they differ in length and usage, but if in email addresses you use hyphen or dash, people will definitely understand. Then you have the slash, que es la barra. And you have the backslash, que es la barra diagonal inversa. So slash is the one that kind of goes from the bottom left to the top right. And the barra diagonal inversa, the backslash, va desde left, top left to bottom right. Okay. As we said before, hashtag es la almohadilla or el hashtag. And the final one, the last one, is colon, que es el doble punto. Right. So you have 2 points, that's the colon, right? And that's it. So we looked at quite some things. We looked at 10 super famous social media network sites like Facebook, like WhatsApp, like LinkedIn or Pinterest, right? Not LinkedIn y Pinterest, LinkedIn and Pinterest. And then we saw, well, a huge part of our lives, and that's social media, and then things that go with it, like friends requests and comments something and sharing something and following and muting, unmuting, sending direct messages, going offline, writing a thread, un hilo, no? The world of trolls and haters and being anonymous and an influencers, etc., etc. So that's what we talked about. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you have any suggestions for maybe future Bytes classes. And I hope you liked it. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I most certainly did. I had a lot more fun than yesterday recording it. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here with me. Have a wonderful afternoon, evening, and I hopefully see you in the next class. Take care. Bye-bye.